This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
This is LBC with Sheila Fogarty. Call 0345 6060973. Tweet at LBC. Text 84850.
Now, who could forget that rather stern warning from Barack Obama, from President Obama, about Brexit, about leaving the European Union? He said, plain and simple, you'll be at the back of the queue for trade deals if you do. Well, from the States, some interesting post-Brexit news. The US could be considering a free trade deal with the UK after we leave the European Union. So how do those two hang together? Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, is here with me. Can you explain this to us, Simon?
I can, Sheila. I mean, essentially, the future of US trading relationships with Britain are becoming part of the game of political football that is underway here in the United States. You saw President Obama coming to London several weeks before the referendum and warning that if Britain chose to leave the EU, it would, as he put it, go to the back of the queue in terms of negotiating trade deals. And now the Republicans, in the form of the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, are suggesting that in fact, that might not be the point. That might not be the case, that Congress could begin the process of negotiating a free trade deal with the UK. And indeed, Congressman Ryan asserted that it might be much easier for the United States to come to a free trade agreement with Britain than it would be to come to a free trade agreement with the entire European Union. Now, there already is a free trade proposal being debated, TTIP, that would include the countries of Europe and the United States. It is in grave political jeopardy on this side of the Atlantic and on the other side of the Atlantic. And Congressman Ryan essentially is saying, well, maybe we could just negotiate a straight deal with the UK and that would all be nice and neat and done.
And I've asked this question a few times this week in various different contexts, Simon, and I don't want to leave you out, but have we now reached a point where they will say absolutely anything in politics?
I think the answer to that question on this side of the Atlantic for quite a long while now
has been yes.
Because if you look at what Congressman Ryan is saying, look, I mean, the reality is there's almost nothing harder than negotiating a trade deal. There are so many different voices that want to be at the table. Big business, banking and finance, labor unions on this side of the Atlantic. If you look at the process that the United States went through in terms of negotiating a free trade agreement with South Korea, that took the best part of a decade and was deeply controversial, even as it was being passed by Congress. And bear in mind, we're now 5 months away from an American election that could see President Donald Trump elected, a man who is saying that not only will he not negotiate new free trade agreements, he wants to rip up all the ones that the United States has already signed. So there's an enormous amount of political posturing going on here. The reality is, if a free trade agreement was ever going to be negotiated, it would be a very lengthy process. But, you know, Congressman Ryan is right on the very narrow issue where he says it could be easier to negotiate it with one country than with 27.
And of course, Barack Obama won't end up with egg on his face because he'll be long gone by the time any ink is on any paper.
Yes, I mean, Barack Obama, who keeps insisting that everybody needs to just chill out about this whole Brexit thing. You know, he's been known here for many years as No Drama Obama. And that is very much the approach that he thinks everybody should be taking now to Britain leaving the EU. Everybody needs to end what he's referred to as the hysteria that's going on, approach all of this in a very serious-minded way in a bid to determine the future course of U.S. relationships with Britain, U.S. relationships relationships with Europe, it almost makes you wonder why he was so impassioned about telling everybody to vote to stay.
Who knows? I've just lost the will to even try and analyse it anymore, Simon, when it comes
Come over here and cover an American presidential election. Then you'll really lose the will to live.
I will. Thank you, Simon. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. He's quite right. I did years ago. I think George W. Bush won it. I was in San Diego, and it really was quite an extraordinary experience. Thank you, see, I can't speak. Experience. Simon, thank you.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.